I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Cheeseheads. Get on your feet. It's Curd and Law.
Hosted by Sparky Fighter and Ryan Horvath.
But this is why they hired LaFleur, was to run his offense and win without having that Hall of Fame type quarterback. Now, maybe Jordan Love is a Hall of Fame quarterback at some point, but this truly is the true litmus test. And in my opinion, LaFleur and the offense deserve a honeymoon this year to kind of take their lumps and see what happens. And then let's see the following season what this all kind of looks like.
Yeah, but again, to your point, though, it just feels like this is going to be a bit of a wasted season. And we'll see what happens, wins, loss. I know it's a weak, division and everything like that. And I do think just the organization in general, I mean, go back their entire freaking history. They do deserve some level of benefit of the doubt here, just with even just in the LaFleur era for him to, you know, do what he did. Yes, with Rodgers there. But we certainly saw him take Rodgers out of a rut. I mean, whether that was because they drafted Love and Rodgers got that fire under his ass as you were bringing it up or not. But still, I mean, we can give LaFleur some credit here. But again, it's just one of these things we're looking at from last year. PFF's ranking third-ranked offensive line. Aaron Jones, one of the most efficient rushers in football. A.J. Dillon really started to get things going, you know, in the back half of the year, which makes sense. My God, I'd be terrified to tackle that guy once November and December come around. So it just comes back to these pass catchers. So, hey, they did add, you know, the pair of day two tight ends, and they got Reed in there as well, another day two option. So it's not like they completely ignored the position, but every single free agency and trade, when you see all these teams, you know, Josh Allen, the Bills, they got him his Stephon Diggs. The Browns with Baker, they at least tried. They got him OBJ in 2019. Jalen Hurts got AJ Brown. Kyler Murray got DeAndre Hopkins. Yep. Like Justin Fields got DJ Moore. The list goes on and on where these teams, especially when you have the benefit of having a quarterback on their rookie deal, providing you salary cap relief elsewhere, you got to get them some sort of proven, if not high end, at least mid high end, sort of wide receiver one out there. And that just is the one spot that I still think is missing. So, hey, Christian Watson was incredibly efficient. You know, he had that four-game stretch where he was just balling out, making the big plays. I know Love even, you know, hooked up with them for that 70-yard touchdown against the Eagles. Yep. I think a little bit more to do with Watson after the catch, but whatever, hit him in stride. So it just comes down to really more than anything, like how good can those wide receivers be? And honestly, it just sucks because all these guys and Musgrave and Kraft, you know, the rookie tight ends as well, they're just being asked to do so much within their first two seasons in the league. So feels to me like a year that's going to have more downs and ups on offense. And yeah, coming from a team, I think to your original point where it's like looking at this group last year with Rodgers and for them to only finish 14th in scoring, certainly don't think that's going to be on the way up.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.